This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Please have your attention, and I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show. Robert Scott Bell Show.
Well, look at all these trillions of dollars debt, lost jobs, and foreclosed homes.
Did I do that?
You dug yourself a hole, and you crawled in it.
Robert Scott Bell.
How did the Department of Homeland Security get into the medical business?
Joe, we have a potential pandemic.
A national health emergency.
The sky is falling. A piece of a joke. Get me out of here.
Robert Scott Bell. Scott Bell.
We will make this the most honest, ethical, and open Congress in history.
Is there any insanity in your family?
Do we have the power to tell people what they have to eat every day?
Senator Coburn,
today, Junior?
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
Fire and brimstone coming down from the skies. Rivers and seas boiling.
40 years of darkness, earthquakes, volcanoes.
The dead rising from the grave. Human sacrifice, dogs and cats living together.
Lighten up, it's Friday.
That's it, we did it!
We did it!
Thank God it's Friday!
Oh boy, do we have a great party in lineup today on the Robert Scott Bell Show. Thanks to Superdome. Man, you coordinated it. I like partying into the weekend.
Well, yeah, doesn't everybody? And I mean, I would love to take a bunch of bonus points and patting on the back for today. But, you know, look, when you're booking guests, right, it's very hit and miss sometimes, you know. So it just so happened that I cast out a wide net and hit the jackpot today. It was
you
just like winning
did,
the lottery.
You did. In fact, we've got Jeffrey Jackson coming out of retirement just for this show.
Yeah.
We'll find out what he's been up to. There's some good stuff there. And we got John Rappaport, no more fake news, and Michael Bolden from the 10th Amendment Center, folks. This is a great show. I'm telling you, I'm going to listen to this show after the show is over. That's how good this show is going to be.
You mean you listen to the Robert Scott Bell Show?
Well, not usually, but today I will. Super Don, I put out the plea. You know, I got back from the U.S. Health Freedom Congress and all the stuff I was doing up in Minnesota. And, you know, help, I don't know what we're doing tomorrow, right, which is today now. And there you go. You threw the wide net, and the folks came through, and I'm thrilled about it, thrilled about it. Links are up in the show notes if you want to see where we're going, robertscottbell.com, robertscottbell.com. Of course, heading into the weekend, our one day off, or my one day off anyway, we want to try to be positive. And sometimes it's hard to find, you know, those positive stories, but I think you've done it, although there are two versions of it, apparently. And it relates to something called intelligence quotient, IQ, right? Mm-hmm. You know, if you read the American version of the story, it's pretty straightforward. I'm not going to say we're going to agree 100%, or we'll probably drill down deeper. But then you go to the Australian version of the story. It's like, what are Australian rules? Oh, let's see. Let's take that story and make it something that makes Trump look foolish, because we don't like him in Australia, apparently.
Yeah, it was the chuckle of the day for me, because initially it was a Fox story. I think it was like a Fox local story
local
or something
Fox
like that.
Story, yeah. IQ scores are falling and have been for decades. New study finds. So there's your headline, okay? You want to go, all right, what's going on here?
So I went over to an Australian website. This is apparently, I was looking at the About Me or About Us part of this, and it's news.com.au. They claim to be the Australia's number one news site, 5 million viewers or whatever. And so they post basically the same story. It's kind of, you know, paraphrased. But for whatever reason, in this story about falling IQs, and actually here's the headline that says, science suggests we might be getting dumber. And they chose for the pictures in this article to pick a few unflattering photos of Donald Trump.
Right, like he has anything to do with IQs dropping. And of course they take a picture of an expression that makes him look like yes. he's making a face like he's dumb, right?
I was not aware of the fact that Australia hated Donald Trump, but
well, apparently this news source,
this website
does. But that's you know, mainstream media, as we've said, it's all fake news.
No bias right. here at news.com.au at all.
Right. And when I say it's all fake news, it's a soft all, because Super Don will get on me for that. But the idea is recognizing who's paying for the news, who's behind it, right? Who's profiting. And, of course, globalists, primarily in the mainstream news. Trump is not a globalist. If you want to go back and listen to my show from last Sunday, we got some insight into what motivates Trump. And it's not a, you know, if you claim he's dumb, you're dumb. I'm just going to say it right like that, Super Don, because the guy's an intelligent guy. You might not like what he does. That's different, all right? It's just too easy to go, oh, well, he's dumb, right? No, he's not. The reverse of the Flynn effect, science suggests we might be getting dumber. And this is, the Flynn effect was this researcher, apparently a New Zealand guy, since Second World War II, he says the IQ of young people was observed to be steadily rising. I think 3 IQ points every 10
a
years,
decade.
Every decade,
yeah.
right?
Yeah.
And so it's named after this guy, researcher James Flynn. But since the 1970s, specifically 75, they say it topped out, and IQ scores have now been falling, like a little bit over time, every generation or every 10 years. So it's reversing the Flynn effect. Now, what Donald Trump in 1975 had to do with this, haven't a clue. And I don't think they do either. I think they just thought, hey, there's an opportunity. We can do a dig on Donald Trump. Let's show his picture.
Oh, and they did. And if you look at the first picture they have of him here, there's a little subtitle under it and says, Donald Trump was born in 1946 during a period when human intelligence is thought to have been rising.
Right.
I mean, it's like, come on, guy. So listen, I'm just going to throw out the Australia story because it's written in a way where it's taking advantage of Donald Trump and trying to be funny. So if we go back to the Fox article, they say, and as you said, they say during the mid-1970s till now, they saw a reversal of the IQ rates to where it's now going down. And they say that it's due to environmental factors.
Right, but they don't define them, do they?
I'm going to throw a bone to Fox, because at least Fox goes a little bit farther than the douchebags in Australia.
Yes.
I'm not saying everybody in Australia is a douchebag. I'm just saying
the
people that wrote this article.
Yeah.
Right. And so what they say in the Fox News article is that these environmental factors could include changes in the education system. Okay, listen, we've talked about Common Core and how crazy it is.
New math.
The way that they're teaching kids now. They say the media environment. Watching sometimes, like CNN and MSNBC makes you more stupid, I think. But they're talking about, the media.
Mm-hmm.
Then they actually say, and let's do a little bit of clapping for Fox here.
Yeah.
Nutrition.
They mentioned nutrition.
Nice. Yes.
So that's a factor that is a little bit more specific. We'll grant them that. Now, how do we define, what's going on nutritionally? Because in many cases, we saw the access to food increase in the 20th century throughout it. But what happened in 1975 or that decade and since then? Of course, we would argue there have been environmental degradation factors, including background levels of radiation increasing. Let's say the more overt use of pesticides, and then we got into genetic engineering. We also have the impact of, more heavy metals, because they expanded the vaccine targeting of children with an expanded schedule after 1986 into the 1990s. And that increased, of course, environmental degradation of an internal sort, because you package all of these things that would normally be considered toxic pollutants to the outside world, put them in a syringe and inject them. And so I would argue they are definitely on the right track here. And then you add in the new math, Common Core, the way they're teaching. I think there's a scene. I haven't seen the new movie, The Incredibles 2, which I love. The Incredibles, the original one, was one of the best animated fun features. And so they're opening up. But there's a scene in there where the dad is now the stay-at-home dad trying to teach his kid math. He's like, this is not the way we learn math. This is not right, and I think most parents of our age probably feel that way when we look at the way our kids were being taught math. And so that would play a role. And they talk about normally, like, intelligent people beget intelligent people, right? Your offspring would be. So it would be, a heritable trait. But despite your heritable intelligence, it's reversing. So there are things like, and we'll talk about it briefly, I think, today with Jeffrey Jackson, because we're going to bring up Chris Exley and his studies on aluminum, or as they say in England, aluminium. But the idea that, you know, these heavy metals are having a negative impact on intelligence. So are we surprised here? No. We're sort of surprised that they're acknowledging nutrition and environment, although they're not going down to the levels that we would go to and we go to regularly here on the show, Super Don.
Yeah, well, that's true. That's true. But it is interesting. I think it's fascinating to see that happening. And of course, you know, we want to point fingers, you know, at a bunch of different. There's a lot of contributing factors. You know, look, it's no mystery, and we've talked about this before, the man, I think, is slowly killing himself, right? Mm-hmm. I mean, the more we're exposed to, you know, all these great advancements in technology, with air quotes around it, you know, the more that we're finding out that these things are not good for us. You know, we're talking about, what's the latest thing now, the 5G mm-hmm. technology that they're trying to roll out? You know, all this stuff has an accumulative effect on us.
Very
and,
much so.
You know, here's the question. How do we reverse this on a global scale? I don't know. That's a big task.
It's a big task globally. That's why we always got to think locally, as we will with Michael Bolden and the 10th Amendment Center later today. The idea is you are the ultimate environment of one, and we've got to clean your environment, and we got to get the garbage out of your environment, and we got to get the good stuff in it. And that's, if anything, we're all about that all the time. And we've talked about essential fatty acids being critical, getting off of statin drugs, because that reduces the integrity of your brain and nervous system. And that, of course, is going to affect intelligence, whether it's you or your offspring. There are other things like CBD that's neuroprotective. We've talked, and we always talk minerals, selenium, chromium, silica, and there are others. But this is so much a part of, when they talk about environment, we can't think about the global environment because it's overwhelming. You're like, I'm just going to be frozen on the tracks. I can't move. It's too big. But you can say, you know what? What can I do for myself or my kids to clean up my act, to clean up their act? And then will we see a response? I believe so. Because the garbage that's in the way is not in the way. Now what? Living up to your potential. And maybe you can learn math in a way that actually makes sense, not new math, common core math as well. But cleaning up your act means drinking clean water. And I would encourage you to look into, go to robertswater.com and download the ebook that they have on the molecular hydrogen. We've talked about frequency as well. And, of course, the idea that we can counter the EM field disruption. We mentioned that, I think, yesterday with Ty Bollinger, talking about the key home technology, the key me, QI, key me technology that neutralizes what we seemingly can't really prevent en masse just yet, and that is the 5G rollout. So that's another aspect to consider here, folks. So anyway, down under, you guys chill out about Trump. He ain't stupid. You might not like him, but just don't call him dumb. The joke will be on you. So that's it. We're going to take a break. We'll be back with a question of the day, and then we've got Jeffrey Jackson, John Rappaport, and Michael Bolden from the 10th Amendment Center. Back after this.
CancerTutor.com is at the forefront of research, education, and guidance for people battling cancer. We've partnered with renowned doctors and clinics throughout the world to educate and empower people with the truth about all cancer treatment options, from traditional to natural and integrative protocols. Cancer is not a death sentence, but is instead an invitation to life change. And CancerTutor.com is committed to walking with you, helping you find your path as you begin your unique journey of healing. Your cancer journey is personal, so CancerTutor.com is personalized for you, providing access to the latest curated information on groundbreaking research and treatments, including ebooks, recipes, doctor interviews, and more. Natural medicine is no longer the alternative. It is the first and best option for restoring your health. And Cancer Tutor is leading this movement. Reclaim your right to treat your cancer on your terms at cancertutor.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX, that's 800-34-NO-TAX, or my website, danpilla.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purifier. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Get the ultimate knife at an ultimate price. The Fox Karambit Knife. Finally available in the U.S. The Fox Karambit Knife opens with one hand, faster than you can pull a handgun. For utility, for defense, and for way less than other knives of this caliber. Go to TheUltimateKnife.com. Truly the best knife you will ever own. And only available at TheUltimateKnife.com. Use promo code radio at checkout for free shipping. Get the ultimate knife at the ultimate price at TheUltimateKnife.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Would it be okay if you had two paychecks instead of one? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and myself want to show you how to get an extra paycheck every month, creating an extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105 for a recorded message.
Of radio. It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
All the links are in the show notes at robertscottbell.com, including if you scroll down, 6 days a week, there are new notes, thanks to Super Don. Scroll down, scroll down, scroll down. Guess what you see there? Upcoming, more upcoming RSB events. What's coming next?
Let's see here. Well, what is today? Today is June 15th. So the next thing coming up is the lecture at the Health Basket on June 22nd.
Okay, that's a Saturday afternoon, Central Florida. Y'all check it out. Links in the show notes. We're going to do another CBD lecture, and y'all want to learn more about this because I'm just in learning and teaching mode simultaneous, and we're going to have a good time together. So come on out and see what else we got.
And then we got an immune system gut lecture at Whitaker's Farm Market on July 20th. Mm-hmm. We've got the MAHO coming up in July 21st to 22nd, the Cancer Prevention Convention in August, and then what used to be the Health Freedom Expo is now the Trinity Conference of September 22nd to 23rd in Schaumburg, Illinois.
Bring it. The Health Freedom Expo coming back. And no matter what the name, it smells as sweet. So I'll see y'all there. All right. So let's respond to our humble and lovable listeners right now.
Excuse me. I'd like to ask you a few questions.
All right, this question of the day is coming from Steven. Steven writes and says, "Hi, Robert. I have pushed back a gum abscess in a front lower tooth, I shall say, and now have major bone loss under the tooth. I'm concerned about possible pathogens still under the gum line, as well as possible systemic infection from the abscess. I appreciated the tips you gave in the Oral Health Summit." Well, that was a while back, Super Don. That's still...
That was a while ago.
Yeah, excellent. Oral Health Summit. "And I would like to try the suggestions that you gave. but I don't know enough about homeopathy to do this without some guidance. Do you do long-distance dedications? Wait, no, consultations.
Casey Kasem.
Right?
Yes.
Long-distance consultations with Casey Kasem. Listen, I will just say this. If there is a, I think they put an email on their thing. I mean, I might respond in this case, but let me just give you this insight. First, and then see if you need to reach out to me, because I try to direct people to healthcare providers wherever they are. So first and foremost, remember the silver hydrosol, pooling it in the area of need, getting it below the gum line, soaking the area, because it will retard or eliminate or beat back an infection or prevent one from reoccurring. And it downregulates tissue inflammation, so it takes your inflamed cells out of inflammation and upregulates a process of regeneration. Now, if you have abject degeneration of tooth loss, we really have to look to silica as the big trace mineral there for all connective tissue, and that includes skin, hair, nails, teeth, you name it, gums, everything. So getting on the Alta Silica, which I hope I mentioned at the online Oral Health Summit. But Alta Silica, you'll do the three tablets four times a day for the loading phase, two, maybe even 3 weeks, and then you can start tapering down from there. Also, homeopathically, I mentioned Hepar Sulfur Calcarium or Heparsol. If you can get a 15X or a 12C or a 12X or a 30C or 30X or a 6X or a 10X, I mean, listen, the potency is not as critical as the remedy. Get the right remedy. Hepar Sulfur is important for any abscess. Phosphorus when you have systemic infection and fever, okay? There are other things you can get from drkings.com, comprehensive formulations that include those remedies as well, and even tooth and gum type remedies that you can take orally. So you don't need to be a homeopath to figure this stuff out. But those are some basic guidelines that I want you to know. Essential oils, I'm sure, were also mentioned that you can utilize as well. Now, Stephen continues, in addition, I'm looking for a good dentist who can help me possibly save the tooth and help me with bone regrowth. Could you shoot me an email with some options for this one? I'm willing to travel as I understand the importance that our mouth health plays in our overall health. Really appreciate your time, Stephen. Well, the IAOMT is a good website. I never can remember, International Association for Oral Metal Toxicology. My memory, I hope I'm right on that. But they have great dentists that are affiliated with them. Anybody who's been affiliated with Hal Huggins, H-U-G-G-I-N-S, and they have websites you can dig on there. Dentists that understand this context and concept. And that's what you want to reach out and do. Wherever they are, find the good ones. But talk to people that have been to there. We've got a great dentist that I've seen for a number of years in Sanford. And we actually interviewed him a while back on the show. I don't know when that was, Super Don.
I'd have to look that up. I remember that. It was a while ago.
Yeah, so, but, you know, like I said, this is something that I'll see if I can respond to you, Stephen, as well, but I'm hopeful that what I've given you now reminds you, refreshes your memory of what I did in the Oral Health Summit, and you don't have to be a homeopath. Just get the remedy close as you can to the remedy level as far as potency, and you'll be fine. With that, we got to take a break. We'll be back with Jeffrey Action Jackson. After this, on the Robert Scott Bell Show, check it all out, robertscottbell.com.
You're listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hello, Ty Bollinger here from the hit documentary miniseries, The Truth About Cancer, with an important question. Can the three wise men's gifts to Jesus help heal and protect your health and help you look and feel younger and live longer? The answer is a big, surprising yes. In the new report called How the Gifts of the Magi Can Help Your Health, you'll discover exactly why. Go to rsbreports.com right now to get this life-changing report for free. That's rsbreports.com. You see, two of the Magi's gifts, frankincense and myrrh, were highly prized in biblical times for their health and healing benefits. Science today confirms they are ultra-powerful tools to support your health, anti-aging, and longevity. Meanwhile, you'll be surprised to learn a third spice, often referred to as gold in biblical times, may be nature's most potent tool to protect your immunity. Yes, the Magi were indeed wise men for giving Jesus their powerful gifts of health, and you'll discover how much they'll help you, too. Go to RSB Reports right now to get this important report. Absolutely free. That's rsbreports.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business, so make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
All right, crew, let's get her dug.
Honey, you want to give me a hand? I'm planting that tree, remember?
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. You must call 811 at least 2 to 3 business days before any digging project, so you can avoid hitting our essential buried utilities. This includes natural gas and petroleum pipelines, electric, communication cables, and water and sewer lines. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811. Brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. If you are ready to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then you're ready for Heart and Body Extract from Healthy Hearts Club. Here is what one satisfied customer had to say about Heart and Body Extract regarding his angina pain.
I haven't had an angina pain since I've been on it. The Heart Body Extract is just so great. I thank God that I was led to this product that's doing so much for me and that can do so much for other people.
Call to order your 2-month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
Bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom. Here's Robert.
All right, he's fresh out of retirement. Our good friend and intrepid reporter and investigative journalist, Jeffrey Jackson, is back.
Holy cow, Robert. It's good to be on the show. How are you?
You were too young to retire, my friend. Where have you been? You've been not busy at all, I'm sure.
No, I've been burning the midnight oil, doing research and behind the scenes work. I've been working quite a bit with Del Bigtree and his team at the Highwire, and we are working to just break this thing wide open: parental rights, medical freedom, vaccine choice, the whole nine yards. So, I've been juggling a lot of roles, and looking forward to talking with you again. It's been a while.
It has been a while, and I got to hang out with Dale up in Toronto. We had a great weekend there at Total Health. So, but yeah, the work that you're doing behind the scenes is tremendous. In fact, there's an article we covered the other day, a story that has gone all over the world about this Kat Von D. I didn't know much about her. Super Don knew about her a little bit more, but apparently she's come out and said, you know what, I want to raise my child vegan, and we're not going to vaccinate. And I don't know, are people freaking out over this, or is she getting a lot of support? What's the story?
Well, she's getting a lot of support. Recently, there was a viral video. It's going viral as we speak right now, that Highwire put out. That's Dell's media team. And it's approaching 600,000 views as we speak, and it was put out less than 24 hours ago. So there's a lot of interest about this, and she seems to be not backing down, and she also seems to be just taking a level-headed approach on this. You know, it's interesting. It's interesting that parental choice has become such a hot button issue. But what I also think is interesting is that parental choice is now allowing people open season to persecute someone. So we're in the age of safe spaces. We're in the age of what can be said and what not can be said. And here we have a mother to be saying, I'm going to do this. This is my parental choice. And I have some questions. And you know, the hate that this woman received, this Kat Von D woman received, has been just absolutely amazing. And I'm curious that there's no civil rights, there's no rights organization standing up for her. Everyone just lets it happen. And in fact, the mainstream media jumps in and promotes it. So it's a very interesting double standard we have with the medical community.
Right. Freedom of choice to kill babies in the womb, but not free to not inject them once they come out of the womb and are alive. It's very disingenuous, and cognitive dissonance is an understatement when it comes to what I call the religious left on this issue of vaccines. And of course, the choice of Kat Von, can I call her Kat Von Diesel? That'd be cool. New nickname for her, Kat Von D. But, anyway, yeah, check out the video. It's gone viral. Dell and the team at Highwire rocking the health world. And, Jeffrey, you put out a couple of articles, more than that now. I'm so glad, because we're missing them, you know, and we get to report on them now. One in particular, and it goes along the lines of this vaccine issue, because you did this for our friends at Green Med Info. Sayer G, did the FDA just fast-track approve fertility-harming HPV vaccine for adults? So are they saying they want to expand the definition of who should get their Gardasil and Cervarix shots from, like, preteens and teens now to everybody?
Yes. This is a common tactic by pharmaceutical companies, not just for vaccines, but for drugs as well. They market it as one thing, and then they go, oh, hey, wait a minute, we can make money in this sector because this drug turns out it does this too, and it does this. So they kind of play whack-a-mole with conditions while they're making money the whole time and just keep marketing it. So they're doing this with Gardasil. With the Gardasil, it started out with teenage girls, and then they said, hey, we're going to expand this to teenage boys. And now we see, this was 3 days ago, Merck announced that the FDA is fast-tracking. They've given it priority review status. So that is essentially fast-tracking the Gardasil for women and men ages 27 to 45. So this is problematic, because now when the CDC gets in here, we're going to have recommendations for 27 to 45. And, you know, we've been covering these stories long enough that, you know, what happens at that point? I may be getting ahead of myself, but if someone doesn't take their Gardasil shot, are they going to lose their job? Are nurses going to lose their job? How is this going to be pushed if it's pushed on adults now? And what kind of strings are going to be pulled to make adults adhere to this?
Well, beyond jobs, Jeffrey, I want to add this into the mix: restriction on travel. We've heard that, like in China, based on economic interface scores on, you know, what's your credit rating, whether you're allowed to travel, how long will it be as they use more biometric data. They use the social security number to track everybody everywhere for everything, including so-called real ID mandates, that they'll be able to say, oh my gosh, you're not up on your vaccines, Mr. Smith. We can't let you board the plane, right? This is not too far-fetched, folks. You have, let's say, I'm the proverbial you, have put up with far too much. And what is going to be too much where you stand up and go, you know what? I'm not going to take this anymore. It's a question. I don't have the answer for everybody out there, but I want you to think seriously about this, because Jeffrey's article about the fast tracking of the HPV shot, let's go back to the beginning. There is no evidence, real solid evidence, that the HPV has anything to do in reality with causing cervical cancer. All right? There are numerous forms of HPV well beyond what they cover in these shots. And again, the mere presence of fragments of genetic material in cervical cancer, scraping, so to speak, is not evidence of causation. Yet they jumped on that and said, man, oh man, we've got to vaccinate everybody for this, and now expanding to it. So the science isn't even on their side, Jeffrey.
No, and as well as I do, we could probably do a whole show on the issues with the HPV vaccine, the scientific inconsistencies. But let's just, I'll go back to this article, because sure. I'm not going to try to be a scientist here.
Mm-hmm.
Right, this FDA announcement was 2 days after, which I thought the timing was really interesting. It was 2 days after a study was published in the Journal of Toxicology and Environmental Health, and it was titled "A Lowered Probability of Pregnancy in Females in the U.S. 25 to 29 who received the HPV shot." So what they looked at was the pregnancy rates for those females in that age group. And the study concluded with this sentence, and I think this is important to read on air. "If 100% of females in this study had received the HPV vaccine, data suggests the number of women having ever conceived would have fallen by 2 million.
What?
So there is a lot of issues with the HPV vaccine once it hit the market. They do these things called post-market surveillance. So post-market surveillance is things that the pharmaceutical companies find out about the vaccine after it's on the market that may not have been caught or, may have been suppressed in the safety studies to get the pre-licensure approval. So primary ovarian failure, infertility in women was a big complaint in these post-marketing surveillance issues from people that were complaining about this. And this is a complaint all over the world. I hear this all over the world from mothers, and they say their daughters are, they've stopped their cycles at 18, at 20, at 16. Yeah. So this study looked at the reason in the U.S. that people were having less babies. And the woman that did this study was actually an economist. So she was thinking, well, it must have been the depression. But then, the recession we went through. But then the recession lifted as far as numbers were concerned during the study, and the infertility was still happening, and it was happening in teenage girls and younger girls at ages 25 to 29. So she started to look at the HPV shot, and lo and behold, this study came out of it. So this is only one concerning issue about this, but now we're talking about fast-tracking this to people 27 to 45, and a lot of people wait a little longer to start families and have families. So, we can see the issue coming down the road here.
Yeah, this is happening around the world. We have a lot of listeners in the United Kingdom on UK Health Radio, and they say, don't get the jab. They call it the jab, because these girls are, falling into very serious issues like paralysis, other neurological issues, some deaths, of course, reported. SaneVax is an organization that's been covering this since almost the beginning, and they've been attacked, of course, by the makers of the Gardasil vaccine. Not on the merits of the science and the reporting, but just, how do we discredit those that are reporting on this news, much like they Wakefielded Andrew Wakefield for simply reporting, my gosh, the observations are that these children after the MMR are having horrible gastrointestinal inflammation. We see evidence of the measles virus specific to the vaccine, not wild type, in these children. And also they happen to be on the autism spectrum. And of course that was enough to cause the attack dogs of planet Earth to go after Wakefield. So the question is, are you seeing this kind of pushback as well on anybody who's pointing out what we see as obvious here, the dangers of Gardasil?
Absolutely. The parents are getting it the worst. I would say in Ireland and Colombia are the two countries that I've seen the parents have just got, they've been raked over the coals by the health agencies and the government. In Ireland, the government and the mainstream media has actually taken an aggressive stance towards mothers who are complaining. Now, keep in mind, in Ireland, they don't have a vaccine injury compensation program. So these girls that get injured, they have nothing. And so these parents are going bankrupt, much like the autism community. in the U.S., the parents pay out of pocket for these things, and they ask the government for help, and the government says, look, there's no evidence that HPV caused harm. We're going to stick with our governmental bodies, because that's what they say. And they started using the word psychosomatic. So a lot of these countries throughout the world where these parents complain say, well, this is psychosomatic. That's the end of the story. It's all in their head. And, you know, science is not saying that. They're cherry-picking science like they usually do. So these studies that come out, like the one that just did in Journal of Toxicology and Environmental Health, are super important, because there's also an issue with science trying to get into medical journals on HPV. It usually doesn't do too well. The scientists get a lot of pushback. We can talk about that in the next segment. But,
sure, of course. Well, listen, you know, the idea here, if we look at a nefarious behind-the-scenes motivation, Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation heavily invested in vaccines around the world, vaccine compliance everywhere. And one of the stated goals of that foundation and Bill Gates is population reduction. One of the most efficient means by which you could do this is eliminating fertility or reducing fertility significantly. There has been evidence of other vaccines contaminated with human chorionic gonadotropin antigens, HCG, which would cause, during pregnancy, a termination of that pregnancy because antibodies would act against the developing fetus baby. So this is not too far-fetched, folks. Look at what the end result of this HPV vaccine mandate or push is, and then you have, what is the motivation? Ask the questions, because they're not asking it on the mainstream media level. That's why we have great people like Jeffrey Jackson writing, chiming in, working hard behind the scenes as well with our good friend Del Bigtree and Highwire. Check out all of the episodes each and every Thursday and any of the other things that are being put out. And we've got Jeffrey for one more segment. Let's talk about aluminum and vaccines and the risk with subjecting your children to that. We'll learn more about our good friend Chris Exley from England after this with Jeffrey Jackson on the Robert Scott Bell Show.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Do you really want to rely on medical doctors for better health? Or would you rather know the secret to unlocking your immune system to help your body fight off disease naturally? Hey, this is RSV, and after a quarter century of healing research, I'd like to share with you my secret to optimal health. It's my immune system. It's what keeps me healthy while naturally preventing sickness. So how do I keep myself and my family from getting sick? It includes the premium supplements I get from Better Way Health, especially Transfer Point's Beta-1 3D Glucan. Go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive RSB show discount today. Better Way Health only carries the highest quality supplements on the market. They're the nation's number one retailer of Transfer Point Beta Glucan, which is an immune system supplement that outperforms top competitors 16-1. I've teamed up with Better Way Health to save big on all these natural supplements. All you need to do is go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive RSB show discount today. Again, that's betterwayhealth.com/radio.
You know what the American diet lacks most? The minerals selenium, chromium, and silicon. And research shows that low selenium levels reduce the function of glutathione in our bodies. Scientific research links many modern diseases to a deficiency of these minerals. For the highest quality whole food selenium, chromium, and silicon in the industry, go to healthjourneystore.com right now and get a 10% discount on your first order. Use code SAVE10 at checkout. Again, use SAVE, the number 10, at checkout to receive 10% off your first order at healthjourneystore.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home, and you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home, as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035.
Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
You have been lied to. Generation after generation, time after time after time.
If you follow the money, then you understand why America's in the condition it's in.
Now, you created the Federal Reserve in 1913 through lies. You create 9/11. Through 9/11, you're fighting a war on terror. And now all of a sudden you go into Iraq, which was another lie.
This book will open people's eyes. Order now at KillingUncleSamBook.com. KillingUncleSamBook.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Information is so good, it requires no expiration dates. The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
Check out all the links in the show notes at robertscottbell.com, including articles by Jeffrey Jackson. You can find them all over the web, including at jeffreyjackson.com. If you're not sure how to spell it, just check it out. We have it for you in the notes. So Jeffrey, our good friend Chris Exley, we met him initially some years ago at the Autism One conference, and he's there as a PhD researcher, done a lot with aluminum related to dementia, Alzheimer's, etc. What else is going on?
Well, he just presented, along with Yehuda Schoenfield and a bunch of other leading, world-leading scientists and researchers when it comes to aluminum adjuvants and vaccines. They presented the 5th International Symposium on Vaccines, and this was in Portugal. So Chris Exley, I wrote an article called Why You Should Know About Chris Exley. And I think there's some scientists out there that are doing some work that are groundbreaking. I mean, these are historical research that they're doing. They're getting no attention, very little attention, I should say. Mm-hmm. And they're also not getting funding. So they're doing this typically out of their own pocket or with very limited funding. So they can change the paradigm. These scientists are there. They're ready to do this science, and they can literally change the paradigm with the correct funding. And Chris Exley is one of them. So who is he? Well, he's been doing aluminum research for 35 years. So his entire professional career has been dedicated to understanding how aluminum works in living things and living organisms. So he's not an anti-vaccine researcher. He doesn't even deal with vaccines. What came across his desk, so to speak, was he decided to do a study on let me back up. He did some breakthrough studies on aluminum and Alzheimer's and dementia. And Exley and his team were some of the first people in the world, and some of the most important studies linking aluminum and Alzheimer's. So it's because of Exley and his team that we really know about this stuff. We really know that, you know, maybe we shouldn't put aluminum-based deodorants into our underarms.
Yeah, but even worse, injecting aluminum. My gosh, I saw a recent, I think it was Chris, that had analyzed the brains of those with autism, and they found saturation of tissues throughout the brain with aluminum, much more so, much worse than the isolated focus that they saw in Alzheimer's patients' brains.
Exactly. So that's what concerned him. So all of a sudden, he starts dealing with the donors, autistic donors of brains, and he finds what he calls, this is a quote from him, scary. Now, this is a man that his whole life's been devoted to measuring aluminum in living things. He called it scary amounts of aluminum in the brains of autistic people. Some of them were teenagers. So his question was, how the heck did they get there? Because he's been studying tissues and brains for his entire career, and he's never seen levels of aluminum like this. Mm-hmm. So he started looking at the aluminum in vaccines and the adjuvants, and that was where his career became under attack. And he's currently at his college right now. He works out of England, and he doesn't know if his college is giving him issues because they don't want him further studying this stuff. So he thinks that basically, well, what he found was 90% of the aluminum that they were finding were inside the cells. So they were inside the glia cells in the brain. And these are the housekeeping cells of the brain. They're the cells that ensure that the brain works properly. But the problem here is, in an infant, those cells are the ones that basically drive brain development. So we have aluminum inside the cells that drive brain development in infants. What the heck's going on? Or in teenage kids, what the heck's going on? And you have people with Alzheimer's late stages of their life that aren't showing these levels of aluminum. So how the heck do these kids get it?
Right.
That's the question. Now, he's not saying vaccines, but
which vaccines have it? Of course, one of the ones we covered before, I believe Gardasil. And so, you know, we got to look deeply into this. And what other childhood vaccines before the introduction of Gardasil contain aluminum as an adjuvant to aggravate the immune response? Again, and what are the downsides, of course? Listen, we're out of time for you, my friend, Jeffrey, but I'm so glad you came out of retirement to join us here on the Robert Scott Bell Show today.
Well, I do have some gray hairs, but I'm not retiring yet. So
No. I'm just, obviously just teasing. We're glad to have you back. Y'all check out his articles, his work with Dell and Highwire team, doing amazing things. We've got John Rappaport coming up next hour. And from the 10th Amendment Center, Michael Bolden, heading into the weekend together, because the power to heal on all levels is yours.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
If you or anyone you love has been diagnosed with lung cancer, asbestosis, or mesothelioma, your diagnosis may be the result of job-related exposure to asbestos, and you may be entitled to compensation. Over $30 billion in trusts have been set aside for individuals who have been affected by asbestos exposure. How do you protect your rights and get the compensation you deserve? Call Capital Legal Group now at 800-400-LUNG. Capital Legal Group is one of the nation's resources for settlement of lung cancer and mesothelioma cases. Law firms have successfully recovered over $2.7 billion for their clients in all 50 states, and claims have been paid in as little as 60 days. If you or a family member were diagnosed with lung cancer, asbestosis, or mesothelioma, call Capital Legal Group now at 800-400-LUNG. We'll open a no-cost case review on your behalf. A history of tobacco use or cigarette smoking will not disqualify your case. Visit 800-400-LUNG.com or call 800-400-LUNG. Call 800-400-5864 now. That's 800-400-LUNG.
Healthcare reform is confusing. With the loss of the Obamacare mandate, those needing help can now choose an affordable alternative. By joining Liberty HealthShare, you're part of a community of health-conscious Americans all over the country who control their own healthcare costs and choices. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of their medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.